raises the funds. It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Between love and pain, yeah. It's a thin line.
It's a thin line.
Between love and hate.
It's a thin line between love.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
You keep on hurting, she keeps being quiet. She might be holding something inside.
BSS Carolinas presents Pod Trolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athletes.
welcome to BSS Carolina's to Wednesday show of Patrolling. And I will let Big Shot explain what we're doing about this show today. And welcome on Periscope. You can listen on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio.
So, Patrolling is where we search the interwebs just for you guys to troll your favorite athletes. And everybody knows what trolling is now. Athletes calling out other athletes, disrespecting athletes, and just saying off-the-wall stuff or doing off-the-wall things, such as videos, tweets, Instagrams, whatever. And if you want to get in on the fun, if you have something that you want to put out to patrol an athlete that we may have missed, please send it to us. We love to have
Pablo's on the show. He just said D'Angelo.
Oh, yeah.
D'Angelo, yeah.
He is the number one troll. And this goes back to early in the season when he tried to say Tracy McGrady was the best shooting guard ever. And Kobe Bryant had to say, hold on, dog. Don't you forget. You forgot. You play with me. So, rule one. Don't tell a 19-year-old kid anything. They are worse than broken refrigerators. They can't hold nothing. They are not grown men, obviously.
Well, part of it is also millennials. I mean, today's young guys and young women are different than growing up 20 years ago.
I mean, but
they've got social. You know this. In today's world, you do anything. It is on Twitter. It is on everything. It's everywhere you can put it. Your business is out everywhere.
But you're a teammate. Some stuff you got to keep quiet. I mean, this goes back to when you were a kid. You know, no one likes a tattletale. Who likes a tattletale? And obviously, people don't get that. So I guess we need to go back to grabbing tattletales and beating them up in the corner or something. I don't know.
I just think it's the times we live in. And Nick Young, there's a thin line between love and hate. I'm just saying, you know. So, you know, I know Iggy is, you know. So, and if you look at his face on the video at the end, he's like,
he said, "What?
Huh? I'm on your video."
And so, it still made it public. So who did you leak this video to, D'Angelo?
First of all, Nick Young, if you know he recorded it, why is it not deleted?
He didn't go grab his phone and smash it or throw it off the balcony or something.
But Nick Young, to me, has always been, I want my name to be out in the spotlight because I'm a superstar.
I'm Swaggy P.
Which I still don't get why you're Swaggy P, but all right.
Well, it comes back to bite you in the end, but I haven't heard anything from Iggy, so it doesn't sound like she's going anywhere. And, I mean, you know how NBA players are. Drake put it out there at the ESPY Awards. Side pieces. We know they got them. It just comes with that territory. So if you're an NBA wife or a mainstay girlfriend, just prepare to have some side pieces be floating around in these guys' lives. Sorry.
Yeah, but let me see. I'm trying to look back at it and see. Oh, here we go. 2 hours ago. She made a post. She's in the New York Post saying some stuff. And if you haven't seen the video, all you got to do is Google.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere
right now. Everywhere.
Everybody's talking about it. Basically, Russell asked, you was 30 and she was 19, and what about Amber Rose? You never tried. No, she knows she's my girl. Young says it was Azalea. But yeah, I'm glad you told my video all that stuff. Let's see. Here we go. I see D'Angelo Russell is trending. I actually like his film. Thanks, bro. That's what Azalea said.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it's bothering Iggy. So, because watch your mouth around D'Angelo Russell, because obviously he's going to put your business out there. Congratulations. Let's move on to some other trolls on the social network. Who we got?
Who you got? Oh, you want me to?
Who you got up?
The next one is, you want to talk about, I want to say Norman and Beckham for last.
Okay.
LAPD investigating death threat of Chris Paul's wife.
What?
Yeah. Let me pull up the complete story. But yeah, there's somebody made a death threat to Chris Paul's wife.
Why?
Where is it? Let me find the video. But yeah, he made a death threat on Chris Paul's wife.
Now that's a troll that needs to go back under the bridge and permanently stay there. How do you make a death threat to Chris Paul's wife? People are crazy, man. You got to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, dude, come on. I mean, but it's so bad that the FBI now is involved in this.
Let's get this guy off the streets. He sounds like one of those crazies. While Rock is pulling that up, let's give a shout-out to C.J. McCollum. Last week, everybody knows about Dwight Howard and the Stick'Em situation. So the next night, after the Stick'Em thing comes out, the Rockets are in Oklahoma City playing the Thunder. It's late in the game. James Howard lobs a pass to Dwight Howard, which he can't catch. And, like, immediately after the game, C.J. McCollum tweets out, should have used the Stick'Em. Hashtag too soon, huh? Now, that's a great troll right there. Sorry, Dwight. You should have used your Stick'Em.
Man, Dwight's just getting fooled made out of.
He's getting trolled hard.
He should be. He's an idiot.
I was reading T.O. and Chad Ochocinco had a little thing going on. A fan tweeted out to Ocho that, hey, you would slap T.O. for $5 million, wouldn't you? And then Chad reposts, man, I've already put them hands on T.O. and I did it for free. And then T.O. reposts, ha ha, laugh out loud. If he tried to put them hands on me, you know what would happen. So, I mean, T.O. and Chad, they always got something going on, man. I love those guys.
I miss those characters in the NFL. I'm talking, you know what's fun? It's no good. I mean, now you got people acting like Beckham and Norman that we know they don't, you know. But I'm talking about good, fun rivalry in the NFL. We don't have it.
We don't have that.
And it's going away. Now Peyton and Tom Brady's gone. You know, we knew on the field they were big rivalries, but off the field they liked each other and hung out. And
yeah.
We didn't talk about it a lot because they didn't let it show.
They did it. They did things in private. Peyton probably flew his family down to Giselle's Island and they hung out quiet where no cameras and photogs are available to be seen. Now, if Russell Wilson and Cam Newton start throwing some verbal jabs at each other, that would be great because they got a little budding rivalry building up.
That could be, but everybody hates Cam Newton.
And they love Russell Wilson. So
because Cam Newton, but Cam is not going to get loved. I mean, he just, and, you know, he just goes about it different because he's very smug. Mm-hmm. Very smug about everything. Cam is. And everybody will tell you that in Charlotte. He's a very smug guy because he's very confident. Which I ain't got a problem with that, but.
I mean, it is what it is. Either love them or hate them. Just, right. I mean, love is play. And of course, we want to talk about Beckham and Norman.
Well, let me go back to the Chris Paul incident. I just pulled up, and what happened? The tweet in question was CP3. If I knew where you lived, I'd probably kill your wife and frame you for it. I would watch it on Dateline and get away with it.
Wow.
I watched Dateline, I get away with
it. What was the name of the guy that posted a tweet?
Did
it have his Twitter handle so you guys can get at this guy?
Also reported LAPD is currently investigating an Instagram troll who's been harassing him and his wife for more than a year. You're talking about trolling, but this is a little bit too much. The person harassing Paul is allegedly performing a campaign of cyber humiliation. Come on, dude.
Cyber humiliation. Do you think these athletes care what you say about them? Some of them do. Some of them do get sensitive.
But leave his wife and wife family.
If you want to bash Chris Paul because he hasn't gotten your team to where you think or believe he should have gotten your team, then that's one thing. But going after a man's wife, going after a man's kids, that's something totally different, man. Y'all need to get off that stuff immediately.
Absolutely. I mean, come on,
man. And if we could find your Twitter handle, we would get at you and let you know exactly how we are feeling.
Let me say one thing. People on social media take it a little too far sometimes, attacking somebody. You know, you don't know who I am. You don't know what I do. You don't know Big Shot. I mean, you know, you can't just – if you don't like us, don't go straight to Twitter and say – where y'all are a bunch of, you know, come on. You don't know us personally. Don't attack me personally. You can attack me on air all you want. But some other news, moving on. Eagle fan gets photo with Tom Brady, trolls Patriots fans by calling him a F boy, F blank, blank, blank boy on Twitter. I was checking out a woman in security, and it turned out to be Giselle with her F blank 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 husband, and I can't fill in because we're on the radio, so I'm not going to go with that.
But use your imagination, people.
But you know, come on, man, you got a picture with Tom Brady and his wife, and you're going to troll him on Twitter. I hate to admit it, he was mad nice, and Giselle is the only one who gave me a hard time about being an Eagles fan. Really? But there's a whole bunch of tweets going back and forth with Patriots fans, which I know you're okay with. Video surfaces of Mississippi State recruit beating up a woman, newly signed. And, dude, do you think Ray Rice's video was bad? This one is even worse. I'm not going to show it, but it's on our Facebook page.
College kids. Man, was it his girlfriend or just some random shit?
Some random girl.
Keep your hands to yourself, man.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want anyone slapping your mama around, would you?
You wouldn't
ridiculous.
Think.
Ridiculous, man.
We got to stop taking – I mean, you can't – I don't care if, you know – I don't care who it is. Leave your hands off a woman.
Exactly.
The next one I got is Mavs Mark Cuban. Criticizes ref during game versus Warriors on Twitter. Derek Stafford has mailed it in. That travel was not a travel and that no call. And the no call, excuse me. Rick needs to get a tech.
This is during the game. I mean, this sounds like some Mark Cuban stuff, though.
And then he tweeted Nate Duncan, NBA, ESPN, McMahon, I want a ref management team that demands quality instead of brain scans and one that doesn't have politicians.
Man.
Then he goes, we are paying the price for horrible hiring and training during the Ronnie Nunn era.
He is bashing the referees.
Dude, do you blame him?
Officiating is bad all across the board. Some nights it goes your way, and some nights it doesn't. It is what it is. I mean, your team isn't going anywhere anyway.
Well, they're in the battle for the 8th seed.
Wow, really? Congratulations. You get to play Golden State in the first round, which you're going to get swept. That sounds like a winning proposition to me.
Hey, at least they would be in the playoffs.
I guess. I mean, they do get more money if the team does make the playoffs. So, I guess you do want that extra money that comes with making the playoffs. But way to go, Mark Cuban. Bash the referees all you want to. They can't find you. And even if they do, it won't affect you much.
Nope. you want to go into the last one?
Yeah, finally, Odell Beckham and Josh Norman. Last week, Josh Norman is on ESPN Sports Nation.
We forgot Hobler is a Dallas Mavs fan.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
So, you know, he's talking about it's revenge time if they get an 8 seed.
Okay.
I think they could win a couple games against the Warriors.
Win the A game, maybe?
They might win a couple. I don't know. But anyway, you were talking about.
Anyway, Josh Norman's on ESPN Sports Nation. They're playing a game with Norman. They're showing him pictures and asking him for one-word answers. So they hold up a picture of Odell Beckham Jr. And Norman goes, he's okay. And then they're getting on about, oh, he's just okay, this, that, and the third. Go on, spill how you really feel. And then a tweet comes in from Odell Beckham that goes, that boy should thank me for all I did for him, though. LOL. Wow. Then Norman still didn't reply to it. Did he reply to him on Twitter?
No, he did.
What did he say on Twitter about
As your boy, Drake, would say, trigger finger, turn to Twitter fingers, ha. Huh.
Ha.
Then I'm not gonna subtweet you. I am a at you. So what up? What's up? That was it. And there's nothing back.
There's nothing back.
After that.
I did see Odell Beckham posted on Easter, though, that, you know, it's Easter Sunday, and he didn't want to get into any sins, and he was talking about the Carolina game when Carolina was playing and stuff, so maybe he left it alone, but he started up with Odell, with Josh Norman. I guess Odell, you know, was feeling bored and just wanted to get at him. So
now,
it is what it is.
Beckham did come back with like a smiley face and different things, but he didn't say anything else. He just, like, see you on the field is what it was.
Dude, the Panthers and the Giants are probably going to play each other again this year.
They are.
And then that'll be a fun game to watch.
With the, you know, and what's going to be interesting is with the new two personal fouls leading to an ejection, if they get to those two personal fouls.
Now, I don't see it going like it went last year in last year's game, but I can still see the trash talk, the verbal jabs at each other, verbally assaulting each other. So, I can't wait for that game. I can't wait for the NFL season to roll back around.
It'll be here soon. We're officially less than a month away from the NFL draft.
The NFL draft.
And we will be doing a preview talking about it on tomorrow's show, but next week we'll do more in-depth, starting breaking down each position. You know, tight end, quarterback, you name it.
And what your team may need, and what do you want to see your team draft? That'd be the best question. Because I would like to hear from fans, because GMs don't care, but we want to hear what you want to draft. I know what Rock wants for his team.
I want Jalen Ramsey.
Everybody wants Jalen Ramsey, but he only can go to one team.
And actually, Jalen Ramsey, you know, this is a side note. He actually on Twitter said, you know, he said, Titans, I'm the number one pick in the draft.
He probably is, but
he wants Derrick Henry. You want Derrick Henry? We can get Derrick Henry in the second round. Maybe, or late in the first. Trade up in the first and get Derrick Henry.
A lot of people want Derrick Henry. I'm not sold on Derrick Henry, man. I'm really not sold on Derrick Henry. He's big. He reminds me so much of Ron Dane. And we know what happened to Ron Dane when Ron Dane got in the league. He doesn't have that explosion, that burst to when you see the hole, you hit the hole and you skeet through it. I don't see that from Derrick Henry, and you need that in the NFL. It's not college.
Yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan also.
It's not college. I'd rather see them take the running back from the University of Florida in the second round.
The Cowboys?
Yeah. You could get him second, third round.
I think if we get Henry, we get him late in the first round, second, early in the second. WrestleMania is this weekend. I'm heading out Friday morning. I'll be in Dallas Friday. So I'm going to check out your Rangers and then wrestling the next 2 days.
WrestleMania is going to be huge.
Yeah.
And Raw was amazing on Monday night. They came out. Shane McMahon, right at the Undertaker. They are hyping WrestleMania. Shane McMahon dives from the top ropes through the announce table through the Undertaker. I didn't know Shane O'Mac still had all that in him.
Yeah, he still got it, man, a little bit. Yeah. He. I think they did it too early. They shouldn't have, for the last part of the show.
You want to hype the crowd. Go ahead and get it done in the beginning. That way you can get...
Well, the ending's so let down because, you know, Roman Reigns is people, yeah. So, you know.
I feel like The Rock is going to have something to do with the match at WrestleMania to help Roman Reigns out. Because The Rock can't go in a WrestleMania without making an appearance. They have to have an appearance by the Great One. Watch what I'm telling you.
Oh, no, he will. He will definitely make an appearance. Did you have any other... Twitter trolls?
Those are the Twitter trolls for this week. Again, if you have any great Twitter trolls you want to share with us at BSS Carolinas, please hit us up on our Facebook page. Hit us up on Instagram. Do we have an Instagram page? I don't know.
Yes, it's breakdownsportshow.com.
Hit us up on Twitter.
BSS Carolinas on Twitter. You'll see a new iTunes page for us. We got all our shows up there and... You know, there's a new picture and everything up there.
And if you're ever in the Charlotte area and you want to stop in the studio and be a guest co-host, let us know. Let us know.
We might be able to arrange that.
Well, I think we can get y'all in here. We got a little pool around here.
And don't forget, tomorrow we have our regular show. It's going to be a preview of the weekend. Talk about all the big stuff coming up. We got the Masters coming up in 2 weeks. We're going to talk about that next week.
Oh, man. April 7th.
April 7th. We got to talk about that next weekend. There's a whole bunch of sports stuff we got to get into. Baseball starting this weekend.
Love that.
You know,
2 days, 7 games, all being broadcast on ESPN.
Yeah.
It's just that time of the year, man.
Definitely. You got anything else?
Always, sports is life.
And you can catch us everywhere. Nick Young, this is for you.
Side piece.
I'm coming home. Tell y'all the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, tell the world I'm coming.
I'm back where I belong. Yeah, I never felt so strong, and
I'm back, baby.
I'm feeling like there's nothing that I can't try.
Nothing.
And if you with me, put your hands high.
Yeah, I never lost a life before.
Hey,
just wanna
be you, with me, put your hands high.
You and your dreams and you
to
rock with the best.
And you,
I'm in with you.
I hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song. I always feel like they talking to me when it comes on.